Part 16 of Legendland by Varius, as retold by Leoness. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Anchor Bend. The Weaver of Dean Coombe. About a mile outside Buckfastleigh, on the edge of Dartmoor, a little stream, the Dean Burn, comes tumbling down from the hills through a narrow valley of peculiar beauty. A short distance up this valley, a waterfall drops into a deep hollow known as the Hound's Pool. How this name arose is an old story. According to the legend, hundreds of years ago, there was living in the neighboring hamlet of Dean Coombe a wealthy weaver named Knowles. He was famous throughout those parts of the Devon for his skill and industry. But in due course, he died and was buried. On the day after the funeral, hearing a strange noise, Knowles's son ran to his father's workroom, where, to his alarm, he saw the dead man seated at his loom, working away, just as he had done day after day, year after year, in life. In terror, the young man fled from the house and sought the parson of Dean Prior. The good priest was at first skeptical, but he returned with the frightened man to the house. As soon as the two had entered the door, the parson's doubts vanished, for sure enough, from an upper chamber came the familiar, unmistakable sound of the loom at work. So the parson went to the foot of the staircase and shouted to the ghostly weaver, "Knowles, come down. This is no place for thee." "In a minute, parson," came the reply. "Just wait till I've worked out this shuttle." "No," said the parson. "Come thee at once. Thou hast worked long enough on this earth." So the spirit came down, and the parson led it outside the house. Then, taking a handful of earth which he had previously secured from the churchyard, he flung it into the ghost's face, and instantly the weaver turned into a black hound. "Now, follow me," the parson commanded. The grim dog obediently came to heel. The pair then proceeded into the woods, which, so they say, as soon as the two entered, were shaken by a violent whirlwind. But at last the priest led his charge to the edge of the pool below the waterfall. Then, producing a walnut shell with a hole in it, handed it to the hound and addressed it. "Knowles," he began, "this shows me plainly that in life thou tookest more heed of worldly gain than of immortality, and thou didst bargain with the powers of evil. There is but one hope of rest for thee. When thou shalt have dipped out this pool with the shell I have given thee, thou shalt find peace, but not before. Go, work out thy salvation." With a mournful howl that was heard as far as Widdicombe in the moor, the hound leapt into the pool to begin its hopeless labor, and there, exactly at midnight or midday, they say, you may still see it at its task. Buckfastleigh is on a branch line that runs up from Totnes, skirting Dartmoor, to Ashburton. All around is some of the most glorious scenery in Devon. Buckfast Abbey, founded in 1148 and for centuries a ruin, was purchased by French Benedictines in 1882 and is now a live and busy monastery once again. Just beyond Dean Coombe is Dean Prior, a place of the greatest literary interest, for it was the home of the poet Herrick for many years. The country all about abounds in objects of beauty and interest, yet is all too often neglected by the holiday maker at the neighboring seaside towns a few miles away, or the scurrying motorist speeding down along the Plymouth Road. End of The Weaver of Dean Coombe. This recording is in the public domain.